Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
When you take a look at your pantry or your refrigerator, do you think that you have, that you're a healthy eater? Would you say that you're a healthy eater? Well, we're going to help you decide if you really are and what foods should you be keeping around to know that you are. My guest is Dr. Felicia Stoller. She's a registered dietitian, exercise physiologist, and one of our favorite guests here on Train Your Body. Welcome to the show, Dr. Stoller. So,
My pleasure. Healthiest foods.
You know, when I always tell people your fridge should be a lot more full than your pantry.
That's right. But, well, but, you know, you can have some good things in your pantry just in case.
Then let's start with the pantry.
Sometimes we need to rely on our pantry, too.
Well, we do. We definitely do. And maybe there's not as much fresh produce and there's different kinds of winter vegetables and things we can keep. But let's start with the pantry then. The healthiest foods we should keep in the pantry are what?
You can have things like canned vegetables, believe it or not. They do make canned vegetables that don't have a lot of sodium, if any sodium, in there. And they really are picked and prepared right, you know, very close to where they are harvested. So I think that that's also great. One of my favorites that I learned about during Superstorm Sandy, I keep dried powdered milk. I definitely keep powdered milk in the house just in case of an emergency. You can have things like fruit cups, applesauce. My kids love applesauce. That's a really great thing that you can have. Nut butters, nuts, dried fruit. So those are some things. Popcorn, right? You can have corn to make fresh popcorn if you want on a stovetop or in a popcorn maker, you know, an air popper. And, you know, having some good oils on hand, having olive oil, having Malaysian palm fruit oil was one of my favorite oils to have. Keeping some root vegetables in the winter, right? There's lots of squashes that you can have, potatoes, sweet potatoes, and I like acorn squash. I like butternut squash. So those are some things, again, if you have those on hand, they're great to have. Pasta, whole grain pasta, have some rices, quinoa, you know, good foods to have. Beans, you can have dried beans, you can have canned beans. So there's like a lot you can eat out of your pantry.
And oatmeal. You know, good
and
one
oatmeal,
to keep
yes,
for those winter. Well, and just to keep for those winters. So we've talked about quinoa and good oils, oatmeal, red beans. Beans of all kinds are good in cans. Vegetables in cans are good. Fruit cups, applesauce, kids definitely love those. Nuts, nut butters. You can keep all of those, and that's a pretty good healthy pantry. And Dr. Stoller, what the rule of thumb in a pantry is, you don't want big long labels on things, as many things with very short labels as possible.
Simple list of ingredients on the foods, and hopefully you can pronounce all of them. I often kid around with students, and I say, you know, I went to graduate school so I could learn how to pronounce all the things that are on food labels. But the reality is we shouldn't be eating foods that we can't pronounce what's on the label, right?
Absolutely, which is why the fresh foods are so much better, because they really don't come with a label. But if we do have to keep things in our pantry for those quick night dinners, we've just given you a list. You can listen again and write it all down. So now, fridge and freezer. Let's again start with the freezer, because things that you might want to keep frozen, people think, Dr. Stoller, oh, I'm going to go buy these frozen meals by Wildfire or whatever because it looks fresh and it says fresh eating. All I have to do is add chicken, you know, but then you start reading those long labels and wow, it can be dizzying.
Yeah. I mean, really, it's funny because yesterday I just had a little extra time in the grocery store and I was reading some labels of some products like almond and coconut milk, and I couldn't believe all the stuff that was added in there. And I was like, eesh. But some things that people, yeah, again, we'll go back to like frozen vegetables are great. I keep frozen vegetables all the time just in case I'm in a hurry, I'm in a pinch. I keep all different types of frozen vegetables in there. I actually buy fresh fruit. Like I just bought some blueberries recently. Don't know how they ended up in Costco, but whatever we didn't finish, I rinsed, I let them dry, and I froze them. I freeze a lot of leftovers, so I can take things out just before, you know, not like just as they're going bad, but if we don't eat it within a day or two after we've made it, it goes right in the freezer. Things like if you make a turkey or a chicken and you have some leftover meat, cube it, throw it in the freezer. You can throw it into a soup. You can make like a turkey or a chicken pot pie yourself out of that. Then you could throw the mixed frozen vegetables in. And the other thing, too, that I forgot we should have in the pantry, you can have some soup mixes, too. So you can readily add those and mix those up. So my husband also likes to take little scoops of peanut butter and throw that in the freezer so that when he's making a shake or a smoothie, he's got frozen peanut butter in the freezer.
What a great idea. I've never even tried that. I keep frozen fruit like you do, you know, when the kids won't eat it, when the raspberries or blueberries get a little bit mushy, a little soft, and they're like, no, no, no. When then I wash them dry and put them in the freezer for my smoothies for them. You know, I keep
you
bananas
could do that
in the freezer.
Before it goes bad, throw it in an ice cube tray and then pop it out, and then it's already cold to use for a smoothie.
What a great idea. It freezes pretty good?
Yeah, it freezes good. I mean, I did the same thing with my cranberry sauce left over from Thanksgiving. We didn't finish it all. I put it in small containers, and I freeze it, and I will reuse it again. I reuse everything, and luckily I've got two freezers, so I have the ability to really store a lot of stuff. But, you know, but I've also learned not to overdo it because sometimes we do have power outages, so I don't want to be, like, heartbroken that I have, you know, hundreds of dollars worth of stuff in my freezer that I'm counting on. So I don't, you know, hoard as much of the stuff from the store, but I do put a lot of stuff that I've made. I like to make a lot of fresh soups myself. So I freeze them in individual containers, and I put them in my freezer so they're ready to, you know, stick in the microwave or let them defrost and heat them up on the stovetop, and I'm good to go.
Well, and when you're keeping healthy foods in your refrigerator and your freezer, as you say, it is good to keep them organized and to keep them in smaller containers. If you get meat and you get a good quality meat with no hormones or antibiotics, make it into patties or make it into smaller little meatloaf containers so that then you can just take it out and you don't have this big, huge, you know, lump of meat that you have to try and defrost and maybe you're not going to use it all. So that's a really good tip to keeping those healthy foods. And now our refrigerator, we only have about a minute and a half left, so best foods.
I like to have an assortment of dairy products. I'm a big dairy person, so I also keep all my citrus fruit and any melons or berries go in the refrigerator. I keep cheese, low-fat cheeses in the refrigerator. There's lots of greens. You know, I went to half of my grocery cart yesterday was all fresh produce. So that's, you know, of course, being stored in the refrigerator. If you have juice, it's 100% fruit juice. Any condiments that need to be refrigerated, you know, mustards, ketchups, if you use any mayonnaises or salad dressings, you know, I'm all about food safety, so you don't necessarily want things left out. Those are things to have. If your avocado is starting to ripen, you know, you want to preserve it, you stick it in the fridge.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, I like them in the fridge kind of anyway. They stay longer, but it's a good point you bring up about condiments. And while people are going to have them on, because condiments can be deceiving, again, look at those labels. Make sure, you know, that you're getting things that don't have a lot of sodium, don't have a lot of sugar. If you're looking at the ketchups, get one that is just, you know, tomatoes and maybe a little vinegar,
right,
or, you know, a teeny bit of salt. But try and keep the labels down to a bare minimum.
Right. And eggs. I didn't want to forget eggs. Those are like an essential thing in my house.
I love eggs. So in the last minute or 45 seconds, Dr. Stoller, every things that we should keep in our kitchen, fridge, freezer, pantry, for the healthiest kitchen that we can have. If you were to go into someone's kitchen and stock it for them, give it to us.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I mean, we listed so many things here, but I'd have lots of fresh produce in the refrigerator, fruits, veggies, dairy, eggs, cheese. Those would be staples. In the freezer, I'd make sure there's frozen mixed vegetables, even some frozen fruit. And leftovers get stored in there. And in the pantry, again, like, you can have everything that's whole grain, minimal amounts of labels, but things that you need. You can get canned vegetables and fruit. You can have things like apple sauces and fruit cups and nut butters and nuts and beans and legumes and grains and crackers and cereals and snacks.
Well,
how's
what
that?
A great list. No, that's a great, fantastic list. Remember, those are the things you want to keep on hand for a healthy kitchen, something that everyone needs. So take a look in your pantry. Clear it out. Clear out your refrigerator, your freezer, and stock them fresh. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Stay well.